Hello and welcome to the first edition of the Retread Cast for 2024. As you can see, I'm on my own today as Richard is currently on a sabbatical in Australia. However, I won't be sat here on my own for long as we're using today's podcast to introduce our viewers to our new editor for Retreading Business, Michael Hutt, who's joined us with effect from the start of January. Now, that doesn't mean you'll be seeing any less of me. I'll continue to be the publisher of the magazine and you'll see me on future editions of this podcast and the shows around the world, but Michael will be able to bring a new dimension to the magazine moving forward. As a Brit based in Malaysia, we've known Michael for several years in his role as a marketing manager for one of Malaysia's leading retreaders, so he's well versed in the challenges facing the global retreading market. However, that's enough from me. I'll leave it to Michael himself to tell you his story, so let's go over to Kuala Lumpur right now and speak to him. Good morning, Michael. Firstly, let me welcome you to the Retreading Business team, and above all, welcome to the Retread Cast.
Thanks, David. I'm very happy to be on board.
Perfect. So let's begin by introducing you to our readership. At Retreading Business, we've known you for quite a while, but not all our readers know your background. So perhaps you can begin by giving a brief explanation about your career path and your skill set, as well as your experience within the retreading industry.
Sure. So I've worked mostly in editorial marketing for most of my career, and directly before I started working in tires, I was actually working in fashion, which is a little bit bizarre, but I did see some similarity there in that the industries face similar problems. You know, both tires and fashion, they have a lot of end of life product that you know they struggle to deal with essentially. So after that, I moved to Malaysia and I joined Kitlong Commercial Tires, and I was there for 5 years. I worked initially in marketing, but then I moved into a general manager role. I worked above the factory for most of that time, so you know I had a real understanding of kind of the stress and strain of a retread operation. I've worked directly with fleet clients. I've sold into some of the most difficult industries here, including waste management and agriculture. So you know, I have a very good understanding of what the difficulties are within the retread space from a very on the ground perspective. I've also worked across total tire management propositions with some of our fleet clients here, and I've also looked at recycling projects, and still hoping that something like that happens in Malaysia sometime in the future.
Okay, so let's continue by talking about the retreading market in general. What do you see as being the key global opportunities for the retreading industry moving forward?
So I think having worked in Southeast Asia, especially due to its proximity to China, I've kind of got some I've had some real insight into the issues surrounding, you know, what some might call the decline of the retreading industry, especially here. But you know, I think it's something that will eventually start to affect, you know, the rest of the world. And I know we talk a lot in this industry about the three R's, so reduce, reuse, recycle, reuse being retreading. And I've had to do quite a lot of research about these sorts of things from both an academic and a practical perspective. And for me, the real key is that none of those are done in isolation. So I think what I think the kind of the real opportunity within this space is more collaboration between different players within the space. So we have people who are, you know, looking after and maintaining first life tires so that more tires actually make it to be retreaded. Then we need to address the situation of, you know, actually the quality of retreads. It's a lot better in the US and Europe than it is in other parts of the world, but it's, you know, when you come out of those Western Hemisphere countries, it's still quite a big problem. And then the age-old question of, you know, what do we do with end-of-life tires? So I think, you know, for me, those are the kind of the three opportunities that I see that are going to affect the retread industry over the next couple of years.
Yeah, well, I absolutely agree with that. So let's talk about Southeast Asia for a minute, because you've got some experience in that market. Now, considering your knowledge of the Southeast Asian retreading market, what do you see as being the biggest challenges for retreaders in the region?
So retreading in Southeast Asia has always been a very local affair. There are no, huge tire manufacturers who are, taking back their own product to retread it, and with the guarantees that comes with someone like Michelin or Bridgestone or Goodyear. So retreaders tend to be smaller, local. Often you find that the retread the big tire distributors in these regions tend to be retreaders first and foremost. But I think the industry is facing problems, and I think that the biggest challenge in Southeast Asia is the influx of tires from China. And that's not necessarily a bad thing per se, but the problem is that a lot of those tires don't make it to be retreaded. The quality is just not high enough. I also think the there's a real problem with some of the infrastructure, the road infrastructure. I think that's that's something that all nations within Southeast Asia need to look at. Outside of our my previous regional haul clients, a lot of people would face punctures and damage to their tires. So again, the first life tire isn't even making it to the point where it can be retreaded, which proves problematic. I've also seen now that the gap between a cheap new tire and a good quality retread tire is becoming very, very minimal. And I know a lot of people who have an SOP in place, standard operating procedure to buy new tires, they're now, almost discarding retreads as an option. And then I think the third problem in Southeast Asia is legislation, and working with the government. Retreading is a sustainable practice first and foremost. And I think there are some places in the world where they've brought schemes in where, they put a levy on the sale of a new tire. And I think if something like that could be implemented in Southeast Asia, specifically for retreading that first life tire, I think that would go a long, long way to kind of helping the retread industry here.
Yeah, well, I think it's certainly true to say that the Malaysian retreading market has been traditionally dominated by independent retreaders, and I think some of the issues you bring up there just go to show the challenge that faces independent companies to keep pace with technology and legislation and so forth. This is a big challenge, especially in terms of cost, So, what would you say are likely to be the key trends affecting the retread market in the future, especially in your region?
So I think the biggest issue I see in Southeast Asia is price. It is now becoming comparably priced to buy, a cheap or a second-hand tire. I was a few years back, I was trying to sell to Waste Management, and I was finding that they were buying secondhand tires from Japan with just enough tread depth, and that was managing to undercut or even the kind of the cheaper retreads in the market. So I think that is a big part of the problem. And I think again that goes back to the concept of legislation. In Indonesia has done fairly well in that regard, in that it's not a big import market. If you want to sell tires in Indonesia, you have to have a company in Indonesia. And I know it's different for every different country in Southeast Asia, but I think that seems to work well for them. And then I think the second biggest thing is recycling. I think retreaders are perfectly placed to get involved in the recycling of tires market, and I don't think enough of them are kind of making that jump into kind of a full circular economy type business approach yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, that brings us neatly onto the next question, actually, because you mentioned sustainability, and that, before, there is definitely a growing trend towards the need for the tire industry to be more sustainable and to show that it's more sustainable. So, easy for, for the retreading industry to get its message across. Or how do you think the industry can make the most of it, so it's obvious sustainability credentials?
It's actually odd because sustainability is so in vogue right now. You know, every organization and every industry is trying to work out how they position, you know, their sustainability credentials. And you know, retreading is almost one of the kind of the, you know, the original sustainable industries. You know, that's kind of why it was founded, essentially. But you know, I part of the problem is that, you know, tires are not very sexy. But I also think that, you know, there are some kind of key elements to this. So, you know, the R&D that goes into the reusability of tires, you know, the industry doesn't seem to kind of get the recognition it deserves for that. You know, I think the sustainability of, you know, of the actual retread itself, and you know, how much that saves in terms of, you know, water usage, rubber usage, energy usage. The industry doesn't do a very good job of highlighting these elements. I think, you know, at a one-to-one level with customers, you know, those things are quite obvious. But you know, I think within terms of, you know, marketing and you know, that sort of area, the industry really needs to kind of up its game. You know, I think that there's lots of ways that that can be addressed. You know, and I definitely like to, you know, as I get deeper under the skin of retreading business, understand what other organizations within other territories are doing as well, to kind of you know, bring that to the forefront.
Okay, so I mean, one of the things I wanted to talk about was, the fact that retreading around the world is very much a family industry. We've talked about that, about how in Malaysia, it's independent companies that rule the roost, and it's been traditionally the same in many parts of the world over the years. So, how do you think the retreading industry should make itself more attractive for the next generation, so that family industries can survive and prosper? How do you think that the industry should go about that task?
So I think it's really I think it's a really interesting question because, you know, I think a lot of industries go through this, you know, this cycle where, you know, they're all family businesses, and then, you know, once the, you know, the next family member doesn't want to take up that role within the business, all of a sudden it's kind of, you know, that's it, it's game over. And tires is a, you know, it's a tough, it's a dirty business. You have to kind of, you know, get stuck in, get your hands dirty. And you know, a lot of the younger generation are not so much of a fan of that. But actually, and I've seen this in action here, is that one approach is to, you know, look at it from the science and the technology angle. So, you know, if you're you know, a STEM student working in science or technology fields or studying in those fields, you know, and you think about the, you know, the chemical properties that make up, you know, rubber, and how they're kind of created for different markets, and you know, the effects that they have on tread wear, et cetera. And then also you think about the technology angle from, you know, from the retreading process, whether that be, you know, specifically the process or the actual you know, factory machinery. I think that has worked for some organizations that I've seen. So they've actually approached it as, okay, well, look, you know, this might not necessarily continue to be a family business, but we can bring in young bloods, and we can bring in younger people into the industry by focusing on those specific areas, which I found very interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, one of the other things you just touched on before was how the retreading industry can explain the benefits of retreading to fleet customers better. I mean, as you said, the industry has traditionally been very poor at doing that, and which is why the focus is on price. as so often, you
Yeah.
know. So how do you think the retail industry can improve its performance in that respect and get its message across better?
So actually, I think, as per the last question, the younger generation of people coming into fleet management now are also starting to kind of rise to the top. So I think, there is a bit more of an understanding of some of the core key issues around, sustainability, and purpose, as some countries like to define it. As someone who sold directly to fleets, I find there's a couple of hygiene factors that you always have to cover. The first being safety. And I think the retreading industry hasn't done enough to kind of highlight the safety of retreads. I think when researching it, I found one study in the US that showed that retreads were as safe as new tires. But that's not the perception. So you have to overcome that initially. That's kind of the first barrier. Then add-on services, I think, the other way that you sell better to a fleet customer, because most retreaders don't just do retreading; they offer peripheral services. And I think by offering those peripheral services, they become a value-added service. And that puts the retreader in a position where they can actually become a partner. So rather than just selling someone a tire and walking away and forgetting about it, they're actually actively involved in their customer's business from a day-to-day basis. But also, we come back to the same point again that price really is still a big factor in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that's always going to be the case, isn't it? I think it's very difficult to get away from from the price issue, and you will get the message across to some people, but not necessarily everybody. But then again, the aim isn't necessarily to get the message across to everybody; it's to get the
Yeah,
message across to
it's
those
true.
people who are who you
Yeah.
can persuade of the
And
benefits of retreading. So.
I, yeah,
Yes.
I think, you kind of have to look at a full tire life cycle to be able to put retreading in its correct frame. And I think that's really important.
Absolutely. So, okay, so last question, Michael. What do you think that you can bring to Retreading Business magazine in your role as the editor, and what are your ambitions for the magazine moving forward?
So I think, as I said, I've worked directly for a retreader. I can do a full factory tour on my own if needed. Explaining how each piece of equipment works all the way through from initial inspection through to curing. I actually have kind of hands-on experience in this space. So I hope that's helpful. But I think almost more importantly is I really see retreading as a force for good in the world. It's way ahead of its time in terms of the wider corporate sphere of sustainability and CSR. And I just don't feel it gets the attention that it deserves. And I want to help improve that. I know we're also in a changing world where everything is digital and everything's findable online. So, I think some of what I want to do is, help the people that read the magazine, the customers, the clients, the retreaders around the world, help them actually find, a wider voice online to highlight some of these issues that we've been speaking about today. So, yeah, that for me is kind of the key thing, is helping retreaders get the exposure that they deserve. And, I think this is probably the best platform to do that.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much for your thoughts, Michael. And we certainly look forward to working with you on the magazine. Thanks also to all our viewers today for joining us. And I hope you'll join Michael and myself on the next Retreadcast in a few weeks' time. Until then, stay safe.